The Lawless Twenties. We bring you another in the regular weekly series of radio dramatizations of personalities and institutions that sprang out of the Lawless Twenties and combined to give that era its notoriety. The events depicted in this series are based upon actual files, but for obvious reasons, fictitious names and places have been substituted. We take you now to the waterfront headquarters of the Harbor Police of a large metropolitan city.
Well, Bob, what can I tell you about the Harbor Police that'll make interesting reading?
Well, there certainly must be half a dozen good yarns a day on an exciting beat like this.
Oh, that used to be the case, Bob. You know, those waters out yonder are where Dutch Eddie Harris and his mob operated.
Say, were you in the Harbor Police during those days, Captain?
I sure was. I was in command of one of the speediest little gunboats afloat. And even then, more often than not, it wasn't fast enough.
Gee, the bootlegger sure must have had fast boats.
Fast boats and good information, Bob. Only we didn't know that then. We just marked it down as bad luck every time one of Dutch Eddie's boats spotted us and made a run for it.
Say, it sounds to me that you selected the story we were talking about, Captain. How about it?
It's a fact, Bob. We didn't tumble to the fact that Dutch Eddie and his boys were being kept informed of our whereabouts until one night... Oh, now, wait a minute. I'm getting a little ahead of my story. You know who Dutch Eddie was, don't you?
Yes, but only in a general way, I'm afraid.
Eddie was one of the biggest rum runners in this area. He was operating on a big scale with a fleet of speedy boats. Now, we'd been under orders to get him for months. The brakes never seemed to come our way until one night...
Well, Murray, tonight may be the night. You took every precaution to keep our movements secret?
Yes, sir. Even the wireless has been keyed off so that the rum runners can't cut in on our messages.
Does Sparks locate any messages going through? Anything that sounds like Dutch Eddie's land station?
Well, no. The only thing he has been picking up is something that sounds like too much moon. Too much moon.
Good.
Excuse me, sir, but does that mean something to you? I've been puzzling over it ever since Sparks reported it coming over, but
well, it means that our movements haven't been reported to Eddie's land operator. Not yet, anyhow. He slipped up this time.
You mean the one we've suspected of contacting the rum runners and
right.
Giving us...
If word had gone through that we were on the prowl out here tonight, the message would have been, too much copper, too much copper.
So that's how they...
Yes, what is it?
Radio Shack reporting, sir. Message from land station has been changed. Now reads, too much copper, too much copper.
I guess I spoke a little too soon. Thanks, Sparks. Murray... Order full speed ahead.
Aye, sir.
You better take your post at the forward gun. As soon as we sight Harris's boat, put one across her bow. She fails to heave to, sink her.
Aye, sir.
Gun crews to stations. Prepare forward guns for action.
Motor launch off starboard side, running without lights. Put a shot across her bow, Lieutenant Murray.
Aye, sir. One across the bow. Fire!
They're making a run for it. Fire at will.
Aye, aye, sir. Fire at will.
Good work, men. A direct hit. They're sinking.
Forward gun. Cease firing.
Make ready to pick up survivors.
Aye, aye, sir. Cut your motors. Make ready to pick up survivors.
Who's that?
It's me, Murray.
Well, Lieutenant. So nice you could call.
Now, never mind the sarcasm, Eddie. I got your message if you wanted to see me. Now, you ought to know it's dangerous for me to come up here. I can't...
Yeah, huh? Well, take my word for it, Copper. It would have been twice as dangerous for you not to come. All right, what happened last night?
Well, that was just one of those things, Eddie. I didn't know until...
I'm paying you to know. That little trip of yours cost me one of my best boats last night. Not to mention a couple of hundred cases of first-class stuff.
Well, we were sailing under sealed orders. I didn't find out that they had the tip about your boat until it was almost sailing time. Besides, I left a message
for... Look, Murray, I ain't paying you good dough to leave me messages. When you got something as important as that, you tell me. Yourself. You get it?
Okay, Eddie. If you say so.
I just said so, didn't I? Timmy Nolan's kid brother didn't come up last night after the boat went down. And Timmy's almost crazy. All he wants is I should tell him who is responsible for getting us our wires crossed.
Now, wait a minute, Eddie. I wasn't responsible. You keep that crazy killer away from me. Why, that guy...
He'd cut your throat. Feed you to the fishes. Sure. That's what I think, too. That's why we better not get our wires crossed again. Say.
Sure, Eddie. I get it. It won't happen again. Lieutenant Murray speaking.
This is Captain McEwen, Murray. I want you to round up the crew and have them at the dock within an hour.
Yeah, but, Captain, they just came off duty. They're not due back on until tomorrow night.
I know all that. Round them up. This is a special job, and I want to handle it myself. We just got word that Dutch Eddie's fleet is getting set to load up, and Eddie is riding one of the boats himself.
Dutch Eddie on one of the boats? Why, that's...
I know. It's one of the best breaks we've had yet. I'll get the men together. And don't forget, I don't word of this to anyone.
Right, Captain. See you at the pier.
Get there as soon as you can.
I'd better warn Dutch Eddie. He's walking right into a trap. Or should I? If he got killed tonight, nobody would ever know that I'd been selling him information. And Timmy Nolan would never know who was the cause of his brother getting killed in that last raid.
Well, Murray, tonight may be the night. Dutch Eddie's out here on the pond someplace, and he doesn't know that we're after him.
How about that land station of his, Captain? Have they been in contact with him yet?
Sparks has picked up a couple of messages, but nothing to show that they're wise to our being out here.
Uh-huh.
They're evidently getting ready to land somewhere on the North Shore, because their land station keeps jabbering, north, no moon.
Boat running without lights off starboard quarter, 300 yards, sir.
Right. Order men of their stations, Murray. We're to take Dutch Eddie's boat without sinking, if possible.
Aye, aye, sir.
Board gun crew, prepare to fire a warning shot. Fire! They're making a run for it, sir. Shall we sink them?
No, run them down.
You in the gray boat, heave to and submit to search. This is Harbor Police.
Come and get her!
Put another shot across the bow, Lieutenant.
Aye, aye, sir. Board gun, fire!
They're hit. Ahoy! Stand by for boarding party.
Okay, copper. You got us.
Make ready a boarding party, Lieutenant.
Forward gun. Fire!
Lieutenant Murray, I ordered cease firing. Make ready to pick up survivors.
Make ready to pick up survivors. Life preservers on the starboard side.
Lieutenant Murray to the bridge.
Aye, aye, sir. Yes, sir.
You heard my orders, I think. I distinctly said that we were to take the boat without sinking her.
Well, I thought they were getting ready to rake us with the aft machine gun, sir. And I got excited.
You got excited and gave orders for a shell to be fired amidships to kill half the crew of that boat.
Yes, sir, but
But nothing. That shell may have destroyed the very purpose of this trip, to get Dutch Eddie Harris alive.
You mean he...
I mean that if Harris is dead, our chance of finding out who's been tipping him off is gone with him.
Then we may never know who it was.
All hands on board are dead, sir.
Now we never will find out who it was.
Well, I thought you'd never get here, copper.
Who are you? How did you get in here?
Keep your hand away from that pocket, sucker. I don't need much shoving around to squeeze this trigger and splash you all over the wall.
What do you want?
You don't know me, do you, chum?
No. Never saw you before in my life.
My name's Timmy Nolan.
Huh?
That means something to you? Ah, so you recognize the name, huh?
Well, I heard of you. What do you want with me? I never did anything to you, you know.
No? All killing my kid brother, not doing nothing? Top of that, you as much as put the finger on my best pal, Eddie Harris.
Now, wait a minute, Nolan. You got me wrong. I never put the finger on Eddie. I didn't even know myself.
You're a liar, Murray, and you know it.
I'm not lying, Nolan. I've been on the level with you guys. I tipped Eddie off every time I knew we were on his trail. It was an accident about your
brother. What do you mean, accident? He's dead, ain't he?
Well, I gave Eddie the tip on that, Nolan. Honest, I did. He just got the message too late. By the time he put it over the wireless to the boat, it was too late. And they tried to outrun us and missed...
How about Eddie? He never would have took any stuff on board if he'd got the tip.
You blasted him because you was afraid he'd blow the whistle.
Oh, no, you got me wrong, Nolan. I didn't know we were after Eddie. I would have warned him. We were buddies. I was in his corner. You know that.
All right, Nolan. That'll do it.
Captain, thank goodness you got here. With this hood, we...
You're under arrest, Marie. It was a long time to catch up with you, and it took a lot to convince me, but...
Wait a minute, Captain. I was just stalling
Why,
this for the
long... Why, you lying rat. Haven't even got enough of what it takes to take medicine without crying. You've been under suspicion for some time, Marie. Tonight clinched it. You almost fooled us when you failed to tip Harris off that we were after him. Then we got word that Nolan was out gunning for the man responsible for his brother's death. We decided to test you.
Then Eddie Harris didn't...
Nah. He never told me he was feeding him the tips. I was playing along with the tin badges over there.
Stool pigeon.
Yeah, and I loved it. It'll be a pleasure doing time. Just thinking of you up there getting fried.
Fried? Now, wait a minute, Captain. You can't...
I can't, eh? But I'm going to sure make a try at it. Take him away and book him. For murder. Even a rum runner can be murdered.
Boy, and was Lieutenant Murray executed for Harris's murder?
No, he wasn't. He did draw a long stretch in the penitentiary, though.
Yeah, but what could have persuaded a man like that to sell out to gangsters and racketeers?
They had so much money at their disposal, Bob, that they bought many a man's soul in those days. It later turned out that Eddie Harris was paying Murray as much for a tip as he ordinarily made in a year. Now, under those circumstances, it's easy to see why a weak man would wrong, isn't it, Bob?
It's a wonder there was an honest man left.
Well, there were, Bob. The vast majority of the men wearing the uniform of the harbor police were as honest as the day is long. Murray, unfortunately, was one of the minority that sold out for the flood of gangster gold that flowed in the wake of the bootleg traffic.
Say, you've even given me a swell title for my article, The Flood of Bootleg Gold. Thanks a lot, Captain.
Drop by again, Bob. Maybe I can spin you some more tales about those days. Drop by anytime.